What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, December 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks opened the week lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 483 points, or 1.4%, to close at 33,947. The S&P 500 was down 73 points, or 1.8%, and the NASDAQ finished the day 222 points lower, or 1.9%. Interest rates are back on the minds of investors. Federal Reserve officials have signaled plans to raise the benchmark interest rate by half a percentage point at their meeting next week, but investors reacted to Wall Street Journal reporting that increased wage pressures could lead the Fed to continue lifting rates to higher levels than investors currently expect. Big regional banks were among the day's losers. PNC Financial Services dropped 6.8%, while Citizens Financial Group fell 5.3%, and Regions Financial ended 5.1% lower. In corporate news, shares of Tesla fell 6.4%. The electric car maker reportedly will cut production at its Shanghai plant in December. Tesla officials in China have refuted that. Shares of Salesforce fell 7.4%. after Stuart Butterfield, CEO of messaging app Slack, which is owned by Salesforce, said he will step down next month. And oil prices fell even as new sanctions on Russian energy took effect, and easing COVID-19 lockdowns in China raised oil demand forecasts for early next year. U.S. crude futures fell 3.8% to $76.93 a barrel, while Brent crude, the international benchmark, dropped 3.4% to $82.68 a barrel. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.